The El Paso Opera presents Carmen on March 17th and 19th at 7:30 p.m. in the Abraham Chavez Theater. Here to talk about the show are some very special guests. In the studio today we have Sichelle Claverie, our lead, who recently performed as Carmen with the New Rochelle Opera. Tenor Cooper Nolan, who has been praised by Musical America as a bright, shining tenor. And artistic director David Holloway, who has served as the director of the Santa Fe Opera's Apprentice Singers Program since 2005. Welcome to State of the Arts.
Oh, it's so nice to be here.
It's so great to have you. Now David, you in particular, you come and saved our opera.
Well, I'm certainly here at a wonderful time for El Paso Opera. And part of what makes that all work is because I have been director of the Apprentice Singers Program of the Santa Fe Opera. This summer will be my 12th season. And both of these singers were apprentices with me.
Really? So mm-hmm. You all have known David for a while now.
Yes. Yep. And it's such an honor that he asked us to do this show because he's seen all the best singers of the last 12 years that have gone through the Santa Fe Opera. So it was a real honor when he said, "Cooper, can you come to Don Jose?" And I said, "Ooh, me?" It felt really affirming that someone like David would ask me to do that.
So then, I hate to break it to you, that means you all are in that same bunch.
That's right.
I mean, come on. He's not just going to call anybody, right?
No.
But so, now we have to live up to the standards, right? We have to deliver.
It sounds like you're doing just fine.
Yes, we're having a lot of fun.
Sichelle, you've been Carmen several times.
Yes. This was my dream role since I started singing.
Really?
So, yeah, I'm like living the dream.
Wow. So what's your favorite part about being Carmen?
Well, the music to begin with. Yes, the music is exquisite. But it's also, she's just a tour de force. She's just a beast. And there's so many colors to her. She can be tender. She can be violent. She can be sexy. She can be vulnerable. There's so many colors to play with. But it's also hard because there's so many preconceptions of who she is mm-hmm. as a character. Everybody seems to have an idea of who she is and what they want from her, since it's the most popular opera in the world. So it's hard to, like, please everybody.
Well, it's a mass thing. You can't ever do it.
Right. So I try to play Carmen from a personal, a space.
So can I ask you, who is she to you?
For me, she's a survivor. She is a person who loves life and freedom. And sometimes she's guarded because she has to be. And she uses her beauty to get what she wants because she has so little in life mm-hmm. that she just uses what the little things she have. She
Make
has.
It work.
She makes it work. Exactly.
And for you, Don Jose, is this something that you've always wanted to play? Or?
Oh, it's a beautiful role. It's a fantastic role. And this is my second time doing it. I did it at Minnesota last year. And it's a fantastic role. And just like he has a lot of preconceptions about what he is. And it's great to go into a rehearsal process because when I'm working with Sichelle, we figure out her Carmen informs my Don Jose. And I think vice versa.
Totally.
My Don Jose informs. And we come to a conclusion together so that by the end of the rehearsal process, when we get to the show, we can present a coherent story so that it makes sense in that moment who these characters are in reference to each other, because there is no Carmen without Don Jose, and there is not no Don Jose without Carmen. Mm-hmm. These two are inextricably linked until the end of the show.
So who's Don Jose to you?
Don Jose to me is a very torn soul that doesn't know what he wants. He always thinks he knows what he wants.
Like a macho man?
Like a macho man. Yeah, very much. Very much so like a macho man that thinks that he is a very powerful individual, but then can melt and then doesn't like it when he melts.
Of course not.
Carmen.
Nobody likes it.
Nobody likes it, but it's opera. The guy's got to melt.
Of course.
At some point.
Can't have an opera without the guy melting. So, David, how did you decide to bring these two together for our opera?
Well, I, of course, had them both in Santa Fe, and I'd heard them sing. And so I knew that they would fit the roles really well.
Did you all ever study together?
No.
Oh, separate apprentices. Mm. Oh, well, do tell. Continue.
And one of the attractions of Sichelle, I think I had cover some, or at least she was my thought for a cover of Carmen.
No, I covered Carmen last.
Exactly, 2 years ago.
2 years whenever, ago, that's
when
right.
We did it. Yes. That's what I thought. But the other nice feature about Sichelle is that she comes from Guadalajara. Mm-hmm. And I knew that here we are in a border town.
Of course.
And to have somebody, a Mexican woman playing that role, I actually wanted to do it in Spanish. But
you should have done it in Spanish.
But of course, I didn't have time to find the translation. This all came about in the fall, And it was too soon. It
yes.
takes time for singers to assimilate a new language in roles that they know. And I needed at least 3 or 4 months to do that. And we didn't have that in
terms
of
time.
Well,
put it on your to-do list for next year.
So what I thought, the next time that we bring Carmen back, we'll do it in Spanish here on the border.
That'll be phenomenal.
Which would be fantastic to do.
And your Don Jose over here, how'd you draw to that conclusion?
Well, I'd heard him sing, of course. I knew his voice very well. And he also has that kind of a torn spirit soul about him. He's also somebody who has a wonderful big voice. And I knew that he would just be fantastic in this theater and with this orchestra. So I'm really pleased with my choice of singers. And the entire cast is really strong. Excellent.
So you all have been in rehearsals. How's that been going? How do you feel about your performance?
It's been really, really fascinating and interesting because our director, Susan, she's been working with us from an actor's perspective. So we've been doing a lot of exercises, acting exercises, which is kind of a luxury. Usually in opera world, we just get there and rehearse and stage as fast as possible. But
are you focused more on the singing instead of the acting?
Exactly. Usually is what it is. And here we take the time to really think of the words, of the meaning, explore different meanings and how we deliver the lines. So a lot of interesting things are coming to life.
Well, typically, I find we had just a couple extra days, which really means the world in being able to explore who these people are, explore our interaction with each other.
Kind of like what you were saying before.
Exactly. Yeah. But normally we don't get – we're fine. But now we actually – Seychelle and I actually get a chance to talk about it. We actually have a conversation instead of just – she says you go left and you go right. And then I'm reading her. Instead, we can actually have a real in-depth discussion about what we're trying to accomplish and who we're trying to portray in these moments. And at the same time, those extra days give us a chance to figure out – be more comfortable, and when we're revisiting a role, it's always easier.
Mm. Yeah, because at least you know the hard parts already.
We know where the pitfalls could be. We know what to expect. Like we know in the fourth act, it's like we know technically that this has to happen in the fourth act for both her to be comfortable and for me to be comfortable at a certain point. Don't want to give away too much, but there's stuff that both of us know what like we need time for this to make sure this gels and that you feel comfortable because there's a lot of danger in these roles that have such abandon.
Yes. And passion, too.
And it's got to come through.
It has to.
And you know, the story is very straightforward. The thing that happened when Bizet decided to write about Carmen, he really drew from people who were normal people. You can hardly call Carmen normal, but she's normal as normal as a gypsy can be, I guess.
But we all do know these women. I mean, these women exist.
Exactly. Right? Exactly. And the characters, too. It was the first time in French opera that they were not portraying nobility or royalty, you know?
Hey, you have a gypsy and a dude.
real people. So that it took a while in France for this piece to catch on. But it caught on immediately in Vienna and in Germany. And then, of course, it just may be the most popular opera that one can think of. The melodies are fantastic. The chorus music is just beautiful. So, you know, it's really a special, special evening to do this piece.
It sounds amazing.
I love the story about when they premiered Carmen. The first act got really good applause. And then the second, because the first act is very traditional French opera. There's a love story between Not Me and Carmen, between Don José and Micaela. And then as it slowly gets more guttural and visceral and these two lives just being torn apart by each other, they booed. They booed heartily at the end because they hated it because it didn't go with the common.
Everybody likes a happy ending.
A moral of a story. Uh-huh. There's no moral here.
Yeah. It's such a fascinating thing.
In case nobody knows, this opera does not end well for her.
There's more anti-heroes than anything else.
I feel like by now people kind of have an idea of how
it's opera, typically.
But beautifully, the music for all of them is just marvelous. I just heard Cooper sing the Don José aria, you know, and it's just wonderful, that piece.
Speaking of the pieces, can you just tell us really quick your favorite piece to perform or which one makes you feel the most?
You go first.
Oh, picking a favorite piece out of this.
Yeah, it's hard.
I mean, as the tenor, I should say the aria, but it's not. I'd probably say for me to perform is actually the third act. There's just so much passion, and that's when you see Micaela come back to try and get Don José to come back with her for his sick mother, and you just see him being torn by these two very powerful forces in his life, and he just doesn't know what to do.
The guts of
who he is as a person, and these two very powerful women in his life that are just tearing him apart.
Okay,
and that's
Carmen,
my favorite.
Your turn.
You have a lot to pick from.
Yeah, I know. I personally love the seguidilla when Carmen is seducing Don José to set her free. And just the music is so coquettish and just flows beautifully. But also the confrontation in Act Two, the first fight between Don José and Carmen, you see a lot of layers into the characters. And it's just so interesting. It's the first time you kind of see their humanity. And how is the possibility that they can work beautifully together, yet there's something off?
Well, because you can see the dirty side too, right?
Yeah, exactly. So that's a very exciting part that I love to perform. Yeah.
The ending is fantastic, though, folks.
Oh, it's true.
From both of you, you know.
Oh, it's so good.
That last act, that last 20 minutes is incredible.
Yes, that's true.
When he catches her outside of the bull ring and says, please come back with me. And she says, I'm through with you, buddy.
Well,
this
then
is over.
The solution is we must all go to the opera.
So please come to Carmen. You'll see it.
Come to Carmen. It's going to be performed March 17th and 19th at 7:30 p.m. at the Abraham Chavez Theater. And we obviously have a lot of passion in this production. Just talking about it, I feel like we should just go right now. But,
yes.
Well, we can't. So
well, we just came out of rehearsal. So
yes. Oh, is that what it is?
Oh, yeah.
Yes. Well, I'm so glad you all came here. And we're so excited to have you here. David, thank you for picking our Carmen and our Don José. And
I'm so excited I can't see straight. I really am.
It's going to be fabulous.
Piece, you know?
We really appreciate you all being here. Today, my guests have been the leads in Carmen. How fun is that? Thank you so much for coming to State of the Arts.
Thank you for having us.
For having us.